Lord, I pray your word now would be a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. Lord, that we may hide it in our heart, that we may not sin against you. Amen. The Lord's been speaking to me a lot lately, just about the activity of the Holy Spirit within us. In a Bible study last night, we talked about some things I'll say today, and just his activity. And I read a really, really good, I think this is from a guy named F.B. Meyer. He's gone to be with the Lord years ago. Great, great teacher of the Word. Really had insight into Christ living within us. But here's about the connection of the Holy Spirit and Jesus. As the one advocate, Jesus, passed up into glory, the other came down into the heart of the church, that he might realize or make us realize in our experience that which is ours in the purpose and intention of God, creating within us the faith that shall be able to claim our share in that inheritance of rest which Christ has won for us. You cannot divorce these two thoughts. If you do, you will bring inevitable disappointment into human hearts. What he's saying is you can't divorce these two, the work of the Holy Spirit and the riches of Christ within you. Okay? If you magnify your rights in the glorified Savior and fail to unfold the willingness of the Holy Spirit to make them your own in daily and living enjoyment, you set souls the impossible task of climbing inaccessible heights, and they will abandon hope. Simplifying, the unassailable heights of everything that's yours in Christ, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, right? You want to get there. I want to get there. But if we're not using the avenue of the Holy Spirit to make that real to us in our experience, we will get frustrated and we'll never get there. Or if you always dwell on the Pentecostal fullness apart from the Savior, whom the Holy Spirit has come to glorify, you drive souls into self-analysis and introspection, a spiritual self-centeredness which is fatal to their true development. Teaching men the meaning of Christ sitting down, session or sitting down at the right hand of God, that they may have a right to all that that means of the rest of God, but tell them also that the power to claim that right is through the grace of the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to them that obey him. In other words, if we always are focusing on the Spirit, the moving of the Holy Spirit, right? The power of the Spirit and all the chills that brings, okay? Not realizing that the main job of the Holy Spirit is to make the riches of Christ real to me, then that also will bring me to a place of being frustrated, of wondering what's wrong with me because I'm not feeling it anymore. Have you ever been there? You know? And that means you're moving from one experience to the next. You're looking at the experience. Okay, that does happen to us. And they are gifts of the Holy Spirit. But the main job of the Holy Spirit, and I'll read you some verses, is our access to everything that Christ has for us. We access that through the Holy Spirit, right? Okay. I have to preach these things because these are things I have to remind myself of. I'll show you in some places in Scripture. Ephesians chapter 3. For this reason I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace which was given to me for you, that by revelation there was made known to me the mystery which I wrote to you before in brief. Referring to this, when you read, you can understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, but now it has been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. The mystery, of course, is, as Colossians tells us 1:27, is Christ in you, the hope of glory. They are revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. Okay? Another one's kind of real familiar to us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, we do not speak wisdom among those who are mature, a wisdom, however, not of this age, nor the rulers of this age who are passing away. But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom, which God predestined before the ages of our glory, the wisdom which none of the rulers of this age understood, for if they had understood it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But just as it is written, things which the eye has not seen nor ear heard, and which has not entered into the heart of man, all that God has prepared to those who love him. People quote that verse a lot, don't they? For to us, God revealed them through the Holy Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. And who among men knows the thoughts of a man or the things of man except the Spirit of man? Even so, the things of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but we have received the Holy Spirit who is from God, so that we might know the things freely given to us by God. Right? Just one more. These are familiar verses. When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you in the Father, that is the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify all things about me. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own initiative. Whatever he hears, he'll speak. And he will disclose, which means make real to you, what is to come. He will glorify me, for he will take all that is mine and make it real to you. Okay? These are things we know, but let me ask you something. In your daily life, in your daily prayer, is part of your prayer, Holy Spirit, make everything that I have in Christ real to me. And I say that because it really is just as simple as that. If you go back and read Luke chapter 11, right? The whole thing, if a son asks for a fish, he's not going to be given a serpent. If he asks for bread, he's not going to be given a stone, right? And then Jesus says this, a little bit different than he said in the other place. So my Father also will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask. And what the enemy has done, and done a pretty good job of it, is trying to divide the two. Where we're focused on all that Christ is and Christ living, Or we're over here and it's all about the Holy Spirit. Actually, they're together, You have to have both, right? We have to be filled with, immersed in, the Scripture says, baptized, and we don't need to be afraid of those words. They're very biblical words, right? Baptism, which means just to be immersed, right, in the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we just need to be immersed in what we already have, like rivers of living water flowing from within us, okay? But there's real practical and simple things that the Lord is really teaching us and want us to just kind of sink our teeth into. And that is just the daily practical exercise of you calling on the Holy Spirit to make these unsearchable, as Scripture says, the unsearchable riches of Christ real to you. Okay? And if I'm trying to understand them, they are a mystery. You can't understand a mystery. You can experience a mystery, but you can't understand it. That's what Scripture makes clear. You can't understand this. Quit trying to understand it. Experience it. Okay? And I can only experience it through the access of the indwelling Holy Spirit who lives within me. All right? And for a while now, that's become part of my daily prayer. Before I sit down with the Lord or spend time with Him in any way, my daily prayer is, okay, Holy Spirit, I'm calling on you. I'm calling on you. You don't have to say it just right. He knows your heart and your intentions. I'm calling on you to make everything real to me that I have in Christ. These All these riches you talk about, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ that's mine, where I'm seated with Him in the heavenly places, Holy Spirit, now, let it be mine. Let me experience that. And that's just not my time with the Lord. That's all through the day. All through the day, offering up that little prayer. Holy Spirit, come. Make this real to me. Make Christ in me, the hope of glory, real in my experience. Okay? I challenge you to do that. I double dog dare you to do that. Okay? Now, again, we were talking earlier, I think, Deacon Ron and I, about, you know, sometimes people come in and they're teaching you as though you're kindergarten level, but you're really a college graduate level. But, you know, I kind of stay on the kindergarten level. Because aren't we supposed to become like children and to enter into the kingdom? So we never just get to where we know it all. If you ever get to think that where you know it all, you're fixing to have a trip up there, right? Because Scripture says, let any man who thinks he knows anything, let him know this, he knows nothing. And the older you get in the Lord, what you really realize is how little you know. And that's okay. That's a good place to be. But Lord, my prayer is for you now, Holy Spirit, make to them. You live within them. Stir something in them. Make them call on your name. Make us see our dependency on you. Because if you've given us that, all that you have, then you've given us a way to access all that we have. Okay? And it's not by knowledge, y'all. It's not by head knowledge. It's a heart knowledge. It's the eyes of your heart being enlightened. It's experiential. Everything in Scripture is experiential knowledge. Amen? So, Lord, let us enter that more fully. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.